Technology is being put to a new use for an old job in India. It's changing the way India's sewers are cleaned. People still have to climb into sewers and clean them manually. It's filthy work and dangerous, and it's illegal. Reporter Sushmita Pathak met some sewer cleaners in Mumbai and accompanied them to work.
So now he's climbing down this sewer tank. It's about 7 feet deep, and there's sewage up to his knees. He's wearing no protective gear, just a pair of shorts, and now he's just scooping the black sludge using his bare hands.
19-year-old Jitesh Singolia is unclogging a sewer. Dirty water is barely an inch from his face as he bends to remove what's blocking the drain. I don't feel like doing this, he says, but I have to. Singolia is one of tens of thousands of Indians employed in sanitation work. They're called manual scavengers, people who clean latrines and sewers. Most of them come from families that rank low in India's ancient caste system. People like Sunil Kasare, another manual scavenger. He cleans trash and sewage from alleys in Mumbai.
Caste is a vicious cycle. My grandmother was a manual scavenger, and my son will probably end up being one too. I'll have to do this type of work till the day I die.
In this type of work, at least one person dies every 5 days in India.
You cannot kill us like this! You cannot kill us like this! You must stop!
Stop killing us, protesters chanted in New Delhi last September. Hundreds of people gathered on the streets after 11 workers died in sewers across the country in a single week. They suffocated from toxic gases. Protest organizer Bezwada Wilson says India officially banned manual scavenging in 1993.
But what is the use? It is just on the papers. Till today, to the people who are cleaning in their life, there is no change.
But some engineers in the southern Indian state of Kerala are trying to bring change. Using robots.
Let's change manhole to robohole.
That's a promotional video for Bandicoot, a robot named after a species of Asiatic sewer rat. It looks like a table that stands over a manhole and lowers down mechanical arms with claws.
And now its arms are coming out so that it can latch itself onto the walls of the manhole. And what you hear now is the robotic arm rotating, just like a human arm, to where the sludge or the waste is accumulated.
Rather than replacing a human being using a machine, we are empowering a human being using a machine.
That's Arun George, who designed these robots. He hopes to train manual scavengers to use them. He wants to eradicate manual scavenging by next year. His robots are already being used in 7 Indian cities, he says, and has received at least 50 more orders. Back in Mumbai, one of the cleaners, Sunil Kasare, is raking trash from a filthy alley. He doubts technology alone can end manual scavenging. As long as India's caste system persists, he thinks this dirty, dangerous practice will never be eradicated. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.